This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Texter writes in, honestly, I'd rather hear more segments about Kallus's nuts than TJ Watt's contract. I think that's because we understand what's going on around here. I heard Pat Boyle, when I was driving in this morning, talk about how the Steelers have flubbed this offseason. And there are some elements of that that I don't disagree with. This Aaron Rodgers situation's very bizarre. He was seeming to imply that maybe TJ Watt wouldn't accept a contract and would walk at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to criticize the Steelers on the timing of all of this, I understand that because I've done the same thing. They should have gotten out ahead of the Myles Garrett contract. They should have gotten out ahead of the Max Crosby contract. You've got Micah Parsons still out there. But to think that he's not going to be a Steeler for the rest of his career, if that's what people are worried about, I think is ridiculous. Don't we all know what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
He's going to sign a contract either right before training camp or right at the end of training camp or just before the start of the season. He's going to be one of the highest paid defensive players in football. He's going to play out the rest of his career in the black and gold. He's going to rack up a bunch of sacks. He's going to be in the Steelers' Ring of Honor. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't think there's any question about any of that. That's definitely going to happen. It does beg the question why it's taking so long, though. And Caboli said yesterday that the Steelers have an offer out there and Watt hasn't accepted it. I think we all knew that. It's not like they hadn't submitted an offer.
Did anything, right.
The reason I think he sent out the peace sign thing, we've only guessed on that, too. It's all hypotheses. Like, no one knows for a fact, is he just doesn't love the offer that they put in front of him. Welcome to contract negotiation 101. He's going to be one of the highest paid defensive players in football, and the guarantee money is going to make all of our heads spin.
What would matter to you, though, right now, if you're TJ Watt, you're looking at the Steelers situation, you're looking at the quarterback situation, it's like, okay, let's be honest with myself. How are we going to win here while I am still can play? I should say that. Like, would you think about the other end of it, though, of what I guess Pat Boyle was saying? Like, would you think about, all right, like, I'm not going to accept this, and then next year I'm going to go somewhere else? Or would it really matter to you to be a one-helmet guy?
I don't think that would matter to me at all. I want to win a championship.
Right.
We haven't looked at it from this perspective, so I'm happy you brought this conversation to this place. Like, we've talked about, maybe Steelers should have traded Watt. Try to accrue draft capital. Get your quarterback next year. You're not close enough that he's pushing you over the edge to where you're winning a championship, in all likelihood, in the remainder of TJ Watt's career with Pittsburgh. If I were Watt, I'd have done what Myles Garrett did this offseason and then actually accept a trade. Now, I would have been classier about it, but I would have walked up in to Art Rooney II's office, and I would have said, hey, you guys need a quarterback. I want to win playoff games. I don't think we're going to win a playoff game this year. It's hard to see us winning a playoff game in the near future. He probably doesn't believe that, which is the problem here. Yeah, I'd want to go someplace else. Send me to Buffalo. Let me play with Josh Allen. And then we'll see how many playoff games I win.
Because
he gets knocked for it all the time because he's been the best player on this team. But and yeah, edge rushers are impactful. It ain't his fault they're not winning playoff games. He didn't play well against Baltimore. I'm not going to defend him there. He largely hasn't played well in the playoffs. But they've been destroyed so thoroughly that even if TJ Watt were playing well, I still don't think they're winning those football games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd want out. I'd absolutely want out.
I mean, at this point, I mean, it's not like, you know, I wouldn't get paid somewhere else, too. Like, I'd want to get paid and actually have a chance to, honestly, at this point, it would be about my legacy and my legacy of being a Pittsburgh Steeler. Great organization, you know, drafted me, loved the franchise. But whenever it comes down to it, you know, it's about my resume. So, and I would have to, for real, sit there and think about, am I going to complete the resume that I think that I can complete here? Still going to make money, but like, can I just do it somewhere where I actually can win? Guys do it all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And in this generation, that's not frowned upon.
No.
And I think the Steelers are so paranoid about the Franco thing, they don't want to see legends finish up their career elsewhere. They feel like it's some sort of stain. I don't view it that way. If TJ Watt came out today, let's say he shows up at OTAs today, and said, you know what, I've thought an awful lot about this. I don't have much time left in my career. I mean, because what's he realistically looking at?
Three years?
Yeah, something like that. Probably closer to three or four than five. I mean,
his brother's around the same.
I'm thinking I want to win a championship.
Right.
And I wouldn't blame him. If Mark Caboli's got his microphone in his face and Jeff Hathlin's got his microphone in his face and they're talking to TJ Watt today and TJ says, listen, no disrespect here, but I've done this. You're going to have a stopgap quarterback this year in Aaron Rodgers. No offense to Mason Rudolph. I'm not seeing it. I think that opinion would line up with most Steelers fans' opinions that this team doesn't really have a chance to win a championship. And you and I have talked about it. With Rodgers, we think there's a better chance of them making noise and maybe winning a playoff game. But best possible case scenario with Rodgers, it's not a championship, right? You got Joe Burrow in your division. You got Lamar Jackson in your division. And forget the AFC at large, where you got to go up against Mahomes and Josh Allen. Like, we talked about this. Rodgers at his apex, like, yeah, you'd take him in a one-on-one matchup with these guys and you'd say, all right, let the chips fall where they may. He's going to have games this year if he's a Steeler. Well, he'll still look like old Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Not old man Rodgers, but the old version of Rodgers for a game or two. Wow, that guy looks like an MVP. What if he did it for a playoff game? Great. Can he do it for three? Can he do it for four? No. So if I'm Watt and I said, I want out of here, I don't think most people would blame him.
Right.
412-928-9370.
I'd be more inclined to say, like, they would have clearly would have a better chance if George was still here.
With the way the roster is constructed right now, absolutely.
Yeah, within Rodgers, I'd be like, they have a better shot than they do right now with Rodgers and DK.
If you're Cam Hayward, you had to have made peace with your decision last year. I want to finish a Steeler. I'll sign the deal. Then he's an all-pro. Congratulations to him. TJ Watt still has time to make a decision.
Right.
And if I'm TJ Watt and my quarterback right now is Mason Rudolph, my quarterback may well be Mason Rudolph. You just trade George Pickens. I'm looking around going, what the hell?
I mean, he's only Cam Hayward's 7 years older than TJ Watt. Like, TJ Watt's only 30 years old. Like, you still can in these next four or five years. You can still accomplish what you want to accomplish, but I don't know if that's going to happen here because, look, the reality of the situation is you're probably going to get Aaron Rodgers. If you do, maybe a playoff win. If you don't get Aaron Rodgers, then you know what to expect with Mason Rudolph. After this year, you're going to get a young rookie quarterback that is restarting the engines. You don't know what that's going to entail. And probably the best case scenario that it's going to entail, that if you get a Lenore Sellers, is he's going to have a Bo Nix type year where you win just one more playoff game. So how old is TJ now?
Right. And even if he has a Jaden Daniels-like year, that's wonderful. That's capturing the hearts and minds of Western PA and Steelers Nation everywhere, but you're topping out at the championship game. A rookie quarterback's never won the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers at 41 ain't winning the Super Bowl. Mason Rudolph ain't winning the Super Bowl. So that's 2 years right off the
right
top.
There. Bang.
We ain't winning it.
Gone.
Yes or no? J.J. Watt, the best player in Houston Texans history?
No. Second best. But I get what you're saying.
He was way more valuable to that franchise than TJ Watt is to this franchise. Like, JJ Watt is arguably the best player in that franchise's history.
Yes.
Because you're going what? Your wide receiver buddy.
Yeah. Andre.
Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Whose name escaped me for half a second.
Wide receiver buddy.
Your wide receiver buddy. You see how I covered my ass there? Wow. No one could tell I forgot Andre Johnson's name. I sure hit that one great. J.J. Watt finished his career, like ironically a lot of Steelers do, in Arizona.
Right.
He had a 12.5 sack season with Arizona. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the guy couldn't play. He still had a great year left in him. The final year of his career, he wasn't a one-helmet guy at a franchise that, like, he's one of two.
Yep, drafted in top, what, he was 11th pick.
He was the guy from day one, yep. Finished up as the guy, and he took his talents
right.
Someplace else. If he can do it, my God, TJ Watt absolutely could do it. And from accounting statistic-wise, and then just watching TJ play, I mean, I think reasonable people can say this is one of the best defensive players in Steelers history, but we view people based on championships around here. And guys like Cam Hayward, not only, and TJ's a good guy, but Cam Hayward, all pro, and then also a Walter Payton Man of the Year. TJ doesn't have a Walter Payton Man of the Year. It's a hard thing to come by. Meanwhile, JJ did. When they had that horrific flooding, he's donating millions of dollars to help build the community, and they let that guy go someplace else. I'm not going to pretend like I was familiar enough with the situation. Maybe he said he wanted to. I don't know.
Either way, the guy, they, he was a staple to that organization. Like, they loved him in Houston, and he produced every single time he was on the field. Like, you couldn't even imagine a scenario where J.J. Watt wouldn't retire a Houston Texan.
Right.
But he didn't. I couldn't imagine, if you're in the throngs of it, whenever JJ was at the peak of his playing career, you're like, there's no way he's not retiring a Texan. But he didn't.
So if he didn't, Cam Hayward can't. You play with JJ Watt. Cool dude.
Yeah. I mean, he's all about ball.
Don't they do that? Like, they'll just carve holes in the ice and jump in up in Wisconsin, and that's how they take their cold baths.
Yep.
Different breed, those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Would you blame TJ Watt if he requested a trade? 412-928-9370. You could weigh in via the phones. That's why I gave the number. You could also tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on that coming up next. Also, Jerry Dulac reported yesterday on the Steelers quarterback situation, and Nicholas Harry-Callis isn't playing second base in this game.
I actually have an update on that. I just listened back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we got to be careful here, Norm. Got to be careful here. There's some breaking news. The Steelers have sent an email to angry fans and season ticket holders who complained about the appearances of quarterback Mason Rudolph and special teams captain Miles Killebrew at a President Donald Trump event on Friday. And we know that the Steelers have backed Democratic candidates in the past, including Dan Rooney, and he was named the ambassador of Ireland by Barack Obama. Do they understand that they're trying to sign Aaron Rodgers?
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to pretend like I went in and watched all of... Did Mason speak?
I think he did.
I'm not going to pretend like I have an understanding of what went on at this thing. I have better things to do with my time than care what the political allegiances are of different athletes. Like, I don't care. Can you hit a baseball? Can you throw a baseball? Can you block? Can you tackle? Can you score goals? Like, I'm watching these guys for my entertainment. I don't feel comfortable sharing my own political affiliation on the air, and it's not something that takes up a huge chunk of my life. So I want to avoid that portion of this. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, if he signs here, he's going to be going on Pat McAfee every week. He's already been on Joe Rogan. He might say that the moon is actually made out of cheese. Like, you're issuing a statement. You're sending letters to fans because these guys make an appearance, and Rocky Blyer, who's no longer even affiliated with the organization, is making an appearance. What are you going to do when your starting quarterback is talking about non-football things on podcasts that aren't even football related? Like, are you going to be sending out emails every week? Because seriously, you're going to be able to, because everybody gets offended by something.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides, wherever you come from, people get offended. There's always a button to push that's going to offend someone. And Rodgers, he steps in it all the time, and he's very polarizing. Are they prepared to do this every week? Because they couldn't even handle Mason Rudolph, who might be the backup, being at a rally with the president of the United States. Are they biting off more than they can chew, I guess, is what I'm asking here.
It seems like it.
Oh, man.
It seems like it. I mean, I feel like that this was like a nothing burger. Like, he's not allowed to do what he wants. Like, I mean, outside of football, like, who cares what his political views are? Like, he's a football player. Like, if you're a part of the Steelers, you have to be on one side or the other?
Like, right.
What?
Right. Kyrie Irving thinks the world is flat, but he helped win a championship. You think people in Cleveland give a rat's ass?
No.
I wouldn't. If Aaron Rodgers were an MVP still, like playing at the height of his powers, I don't care. If you win football games, that's what I care about. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong in this, were the Steelers, I probably shouldn't go here, but were the Steelers sending emails to season ticket holders when Ben was accused of doing what Ben was accused of doing? Like, but a guy shows up and talks at a political thing and we're sending out emails? I think it's kind of weak sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And they better be prepared to do it with,
right.
with Rodgers every week.
Every single week.
We understand that Aaron went on Joe Rogan and said that the moon was made out of spare ribs. Like, I understand that some of you are vegetarians and this may offend you. We apologize. And we want you to understand that this is not the view of the Steelers organization. Did not expect to be talking about this today, but hey, here we are. This segment brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. As they say, Doran Dickerson, the best in the business. All right, we got a caller on hold who wants to talk about TJ Watt. Let's just swim in those waters now. Hi, Zach.
Oh, hey. I didn't know I was on hold. Big fan.
Hey, thanks. He's probably talking to you.
So, well, I played score on Doran. He was really good. So,
thank
what's
you.
That be? Yeah. So, I just have like an analogy. So, like, I got a 2015 Ford Raptor, right? And it's got a lot of things wrong with it, and you need to fix it, but I want to sell it to you for a premium price. And I'm not going to take anything less than, you know, $200,000 for it. How do you feel?
Are you saying the Steelers won't be able to get enough for TJ Watt
exactly.
to trade him?
Exactly. And then at one point, you have to have somebody on the field that the fans want to come and see. You know, like if they get rid of TJ Watt and they get some poor return and we never see anything from it and we're watching our team get demolished every week, no one's cheering. It's just like, blah.
How
you lose money.
Well, would that Ford Raptor be, would you pay that money for that Ford Raptor, the 2015 Ford Raptor, if you had to drive in snow every day?
Good analogy.
So if I'm a team, if I'm a team that I have a missing link, that I'm that close to the Super Bowl, like a Washington Commanders or Buffalo Bills, where I'm an edge rusher away and I have to drive through the snow, I'm probably going to pay up that money to get that Ford Raptor because I know that that's going to get me through the snow.
He's not just a good football player, Zach. I think he got you, buddy.
But what if you don't want to sell it for the price that they're offering? Because that's the issue, right, is that I have an item that I want to get rid of, but I really don't want to get rid of it. But I'll get rid of it if you offer me the right price. Are you going to give me what I'm asking for?
What if it's like a talking car from the movie Cars, and it says, I want to be traded? Because that's the hypothetical we're weaving right now. Like,
yeah.
If Watt
and
asks,
if he wants to be traded, I tell him, you know, tough luck, bro. Like, you're okay. an asset, and you make me a bunch of money. And in the end, this is a business. We ain't winning the Super Bowl in the next 3 years. We need to take what we can right now. And I get, like, yeah, we want to begin this rebuilding process as soon as possible. We want to get the quarterback. But none of that's guaranteed. And you could talk about next year, the year after. I see at least 9 out of 10 are busts, and we got one quarterback. Are you sure that you're going to get that one guy? You know?
Thank you, Zach.
That was a good call.
Very good call.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it really comes
back
to.
Good analogy.
That's what it comes back to. Like, you're not sure. Nobody's sure. There's not a team that is sure that whenever they draft a quarterback, that quarterback's going to hit. I mean, last year, everybody thought that Caleb Williams was going to be the guy that would have a great year and end up being Jaden Daniels. I mean, we all questioned why that the Atlanta Falcons drafted, Penix Jr. in the top six picks, and then he ended up playing, and now he's the future. So, like, you never know, but you have to take a chance because that's what gets you to win.
Yes.
And I think that TJ Watt, if that is what gets you to win, it gives you the best chance to win in the future, TJ Watt can get you something back from somebody that is almost desperate for that position, and not just getting a guy at that position, but getting one of the best guys at that position for what you will receive can help you for your future, no matter what, whatever it is coming back.
Right, because it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
Jim Rutherford never believed in the trade market. like what market value was. He would overpay because he thought, and he was right, overpaying got you the guy. And you're going for championships, so you're willing to overpay. I don't think the market at large for Chase Claypool was a second-round pick. All it took was the Chicago Bears to give up a second-round pick for Chase Claypool. If you are a pass rusher away from the Super Bowl, like I agree probably at this age of his career, it's why I personally wouldn't pay T.J. Watt. Maybe it's a second and a fifth or something like that. But to the right team, it's worth, like you're saying, a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. The text line has blown up in a way that I should have seen coming, talking about the Steelers sending out that email to season ticket holders. We can lighten things up a little bit when we come back. New Madden cover released. The reality of the Madden curse. We also have an update on Harry Callis' baseball game this weekend. Do you want to give it now?
No, I don't want to give it now. We can take it next. But also, how did Henry Davis taking a strike three call have to do with you playing chess?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay.
I have chess written down.
Okay, because the tension is killing
Harry,
me right now.
I have a problem blowing off teases as it is when it's just one tease.
Well, I'm trying to help you. We're friends, right? I'm trying to remind you.
We
I'm trying
can't
to do my
tease
job,
six
right?
things at once because I'll definitely screw that up.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plan to join us for lunch on Thursday at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department from noon until 1:30. Hot dogs, subs, chips, and more. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Brought to you by South Hills Lincoln, the PA Market, and Fast Rescue Solutions. Doran, how many hot dogs could you put down in one sitting?
One sitting? Probably 10.
What?
If I had to?
Not had to, but like would eat comfortably.
Four.
Yeah.
Four.
They were talking about that yesterday with Starkey because T-Bird, who won the hot dog eating contest, was there. And he ate six of those jumbo ones. And they did the math. It probably would have been like 11.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of damn hot dogs.
That is a lot. It makes me sick even thinking about
it. Me too. I could eat three or four, though, without breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
Also, I feel, and my wife argued with me on this, I feel like a hot dog is one of those things I can't just have one. Unless there's a burger. Like, if someone's making hot dogs, I can't just have a hot dog.
Right. Have to have at least two.
Yes.
At least.
It's different at a ball game because you can get the footlong with mm-hmm. the onions and the peppers and all the fixings. But I'll get two hot dogs at a Pirate game. One hot dog? Hell no. You've also heard about the opportunity to be next up on the Fan. Here's how you do it. You come out to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department Thursday, June 5th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Take part in the Next Up on the Fan talent search. 2 minutes, people. That's what you get. 2 minutes. Give us your best take. That's the interview process. No resumes. Don't be showing up bona fides. I went to Syracuse. I went to Waynesburg. No one gives a rat's ass. 2 minutes. Cut a promo. Give us your best take. We'll pick two winners from each location. And one final winner will be our newest part-time talent. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first two to move on. For more information, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com. Dora, new Madden cover. Saquon Barkley. Did you see the photo shoot for that?
Yes. He was on those just those strings.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, you thought it was... Yeah.
No,
was
I saw people being like, I can't believe you stopped the dead air like that. I'm like, are you dumbasses? Right. Like, what are you... That's not physically possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was on strings.
That still, to me, him jumping over the defender backwards, I think that's the best thing I've ever, the most impressive thing I've ever seen on a football field. And you've seen a lot more, and you've seen a lot more up close, and I don't think people understand. I don't understand the speed of the game. Like, I've been on the sidelines, and if you're on the sidelines, you see how fast it goes. I can only imagine on the field.
Yeah,
and when,
times 20.
Times 20, right?
On the field, yeah.
And then so, when here's what always does it for me. When the other players, and you saw the reaction of the Eagles sideline when he did it in real time, when they're impressed, you know it's impressive.
Mm-hmm. It was impressive, but like, I mean, it was a momentum thing. Like, the way he was going, the way his body was moving at that time to just spin and then just jump in the air backwards. Like, I'm impressed, but I'm not like super impressed.
What?
Yeah, I mean, he was moving at this at the perfect speed where he had control of his body to be able to turn and then jump in the air. Just think about just turning and jumping.
You're hitting me with it. You're not that impressed?
I mean, think about just running into a pool and then turning and jumping backwards and lifting your legs up. He did it in a football game. That's very impressive, yes, but he's Saquon Barkley, so it's not really that impressive.
We've never seen it before.
Well, yeah, nobody had the balls to do something.
That's what
like
I'm
that.
Saying. That's, right. I wonder if that's going to be a thing now. People try it.
I hope not, because it's probably
luck.
Not going to work.
Right. Like, he's one of one.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson could have done that.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
But he could have done that.
Uh-huh.
Guys like that. And now he's on the cover. Do you remember all the cover guys? Going back to the year 2000?
I could try.
Do you want to try? Because if not, we don't have to. We can
yeah,
just
I could
go
try.
Over some of the cursed guys.
I could try.
All right, 2000 was Madden. Who was the first player?
Oof.
One of your favorites. I'll help you.
Eddie George.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 2002, another great player. Quarterback, never won a championship. I think forgotten in history. Perhaps underrated.
Forgotten?
I think totally underrated. Like, when he was at the height of his powers, he was so fun to watch. Vikings.
Dante Culpepper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underrated?
Yes, very. Well, kind of. Because he had two Hall of Fame receivers.
He sure did.
Two. Robert Smith at running back was pretty good as well.
Look at you with the Robert Smith pool.
Mm-hmm.
2003.
You got to give me team.
Rams.
Marshall Faulk.
Oh, yeah. Greatest show on turf. Here's where the curse started in 04.
Team.
That's too easy.
I need a team.
Falcons.
Michael Vick.
He broke his leg.
That's right. That's right.
Ray Lewis in 05. Oh, I did. Sorry. Nothing ever happened to him, did it?
Mm.
He never did anything wrong.
No, that's not whenever he
tore. It wasn't, though.
Okay.
So 2005 was Ray Lewis. 2006. I think this guy's underrated, too.
Team.
Eagles.
McNabb.
Yeah.
Yep. He's underrated.
Definitely underrated.
Never gets talked about.
The days of the MVP running back are done, right?
No.
I don't know. Like, Saquon was... They didn't give Saquon the MVP. Or Derrick Henry. This guy won one, though. 2007.
Team.
Seattle Seahawks.
Sean Alexander.
Lost to the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
This is absurd, this one. I forgot this happened. 08. Not underrated. Skip Bayless thought he was going to be the next big thing. Played for the Titans. Great college player.
2008 for the Titans.
I wouldn't have guessed this in a million years.
Oh, Chris Johnson.
Vince Young.
Vince Young? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I missed that one. He was on the Madden cover?
He was on the Madden cover.
What?
CJ2K would have been a much better choice.
Wow.
2009, Jets. Forgot about this, too. I had a blind video game spot in here, I guess.
Oh, my goodness, the Jets.
But not known for being a Jet. Quarterback, played for two other teams. I think he fell victim to the curse, too.
Oh, Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
2010, split cover.
Teams.
Steelers, Cardinals.
Palomalu, Fitzgerald.
Yeah. 2011, Saints.
Breeze.
Yeah. Forgot about this, too. 2012, Browns.
Oh, my gosh.
War number 40.
Oh, Peyton Hillis.
Yeah, he actually came up in conversation a couple of weeks ago. Then one of your former teammates. You play with a lot of great wide receivers.
Kyle, do you have something to say real quick?
Oh, no, I was going to guess.
Oh, oh yeah, I should open this up to you, video game guy.
Wasn't it, can I go?
Yeah.
13, Calvin Johnson?
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
Nice.
All right, how about 2014?
Are we talking about Madden 25? It was the, right?
Madden covers.
No, yeah. But at Madden 25, it was the 25th anniversary, so I think it said to make it Madden 14.
It was Madden 25. Look at this!
Wasn't it, it was the running back. It was the...
Two of them.
Barry Sanders?
Barry Sanders.
Wow.
And, I mean, I'll give him credit for that. And it was Adrian Peterson, Barry Sanders.
Wow.
Holy crap. Madden NFL 15.
That I don't know.
Team.
Seahawks.
Oh, Richard Sherman.
What? I was going football guy. I should have gone video game and football guy.
Man, this is a good Quiz Callus, but go ahead.
It is a good Quiz Callus. We've accidentally stumbled into a Quiz Callus today.
Wow, that's a good one, Callus.
Madden NFL 16 Giants.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, my God.
Callus.
I didn't need the team.
This is impressive.
Madden NFL 17.
Rob Gronkowski.
What? Madden NFL 18.
Tom Brady.
Madden NFL 19.
Antonio Brown.
Madden NFL 20.
Patrick Mahomes.
Madden NFL 21.
Lamar Jackson.
22.
I don't know after that.
Oh. Buccaneers and Chiefs.
Was it Brady again?
Brady and Mahomes.
Yeah. And then the Madden 23 was just John Madden. R.I.P. John. And then 24 was Sub-Bill.
Josh Allen.
And then 25, Curse came back.
Christian McCaffrey.
Damn right.
Good job, Callus, man. That's impressive.
Wow.
Good job.
Look at you. I should have included you from the start. I'm so used to you not being there because of running for public office and such. You know what? Lewis broke his wrist in 2005 tackling the bus.
Okay.
Vince Young, man.
I can't believe that one.
He was a big star because of Texas, but he wound up not being a great NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I played with him for a little bit.
Did you like him?
I liked him, but he didn't really know the plays.
Kind of important.
Yep.
What'd you think of Vince Young? Well, he didn't know the plays.
One time he came into the huddle, we were in Buffalo, and he said, all right, I write 16, pow, O. And we were like, pow, O. And he thought the play call is pow, O, and it's power, O. He read it on the wrist, he didn't know, power. He just read it right off of his wristband. Pow, O. How it was, abbreviated.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Apparently, he had a bad wonder lick, which I always thought was stupid. I mean, I just think, you know, can you play football? Can you can you be a leader? Didn't know the plays. 2025 Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts are available online. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com. Get your commemorative shirt. A portion of the proceeds benefit local volunteer fire departments. The shirts are fire. Absolutely fire.
No pun intended.
There was no pun intended. Neil Walker joins us next. Getting to some of our Andrew McCutchen conversation from earlier with him. Also ask him if Henry Davis should have swung at that called third strike. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Someone texted in, said, listening on the Odyssey app, Crowley called him a friend of the show, then calls Neil Shipley Will Shipley. And that's par for the course.
Yeah. I just let it go, too. Like, I didn't even register. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
That's William Shipley, professional football running back for the Eagles.
College.
Yeah, played for Clemson.
Yep.
I would. My best one of all time, and RIP, Dwayne Haskins. What a sad story that was, obviously. I called him Giovanni Haskins on the air, which ain't close to Dwayne, because West Virginia used to have a tight end named Giovanni Haskins. And my producer at the time, he stopped all proceedings. He goes, what? Giovanni Haskins?
What?
Who the hell is that? All right, so Neil Walker going to join us next. We thought we were going to have to ask Neil some advice for our guy Harry Callis. We thought Harry was going to play second base in this charity exhibition baseball game on Saturday, benefiting Riley's Poorhouse. Turns out, Bubba, who's the manager, Bubba from 100.7 Star, he has penciled our guy, Harry Callison, eighth in the lineup, designated hitter. Harry has been working every single day, losing weight, building muscle, working on fundamental fielding drills, throwing drills, and he's not going to get to put any on display. You have a big bone to pick with this guy, man.
Yep.
You're going to DH?
Yeah.
You've been preparing to be in the field. It's meant so much to you. Like, I'm mad on your behalf.
Yeah, I'm sad.
You need to confront him.
I got to play team. It's day one of him knowing he's manager and making a lineup. That wouldn't look good for me to argue with him. No, would it? We're a team, and I got to play my part.
I mean, who are you? What are you, Jack Wilson? Oh, I'll play my part. I'll move runners. I'll lay down bunts. I'll hit behind runners. Like, what do you mean? Like, this is your one shot to play a competitive baseball game ever again in your life.
Well, he kind of messed it up by bitching about playing second base.
Yeah, you shouldn't have bitched.
Yeah, he should have just let it go. And then whenever he got to the field, it's like, hey, would you mind switching positions with somebody? But now it's over.
Yeah, I was scared, and I'm good. I mean, it's fine. Everything's gonna be fine.
I feel bad.
You ruined it.
I'm upset on his behalf. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Is Andrew McCutchen a Hall of Famer? We'll get into that coming up with Neil Walker. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of Miroshav Slatan. Easy for me to say. Don't laugh. High of 81.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.